The Supreme Court has ruled that key provisions of the latest federal campaign finance law are constitutional and will stand. The new law, known as McCain-Feingold for its chief sponsors in the Senate, banned the unlimited gifts to political parties that were called soft money. NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg joins me now. What were the high points in this decision, Nina?
Well, there are two really big provisions of this law. One is the ban on soft money, and it's a complete ban that says you can't get around the limits by raising it at the state level and then spending it for federal candidates. And the Supreme Court upheld that. And the second major provision was a ban on essentially what are called issue ads or attack ads that are funded outside the normal mechanisms for raising money for candidates. You can still run them. You just have to raise them with limited contributions. So I couldn't spend $100,000 in the weeks before a campaign to defeat you, Bob, with attack ads. And the Supreme Court upheld that provision. If I wanted to spend that kind of money, I would have to raise it from a lot of people in order to meet the campaign limit contributions. So the key provisions are upheld by the court. The votes, there are lots and lots of provisions. I think there are more than 20 provisions of this law. There are lots of different votes on different provisions. Basically, the lineup was 5-4 and in some cases 6-3. The critical five upholding this law were first and foremost Justice Sandra Day O'Connor, Justice John Paul Stevens, Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Justice David Souter, and Justice Stephen Breyer. And the dissenters, more or less, were the court's most conservative members, the Chief Justice, William Rehnquist, Clarence Thomas, Antonin Scalia, and also Justice Anthony Kennedy.
Or a candidate's going to need to make some big changes in what they're doing for 2004?
Actually, no. They've been living by these rules. So they are in pretty good shape. They stay doing what they're doing.
What about the other contributions, the effect of raising the limit on individual contributions from $1,000 to $2,000? Does it affect that?
I think that's fine.
Yeah. So the president's campaign won't have to worry about all those $2,000 contributions in the $100 million he's raised so far.
No. Everybody has – there were – the challenges of this law tried to get the Supreme Court to stay the law, to postpone the effect of the law, and the court refused to do that, and that's kept everybody in pretty good shape.
Why are justices announcing something this big at this time of the year?
Well, it was decided by the lower court very late. The Supreme Court scheduled an extraordinary session in September, speeding up its return to Washington after the summer recess. And this is a 300-page-plus opinion or series of opinions, and they did it pretty fast, much faster than the lower court did, and in much shorter opinion, although I'm not looking forward to reading every page and every dissent and every concurrence and trying to explain it in the course of the next few days.
Any idea when they heard the case?
Yeah, they heard the case in September. I can't remember. Early September, I think.
Courts have been reluctant to get into this.
But this was mandated. When this was passed as a provision of this law, it had expedited consideration by the court, so that it went to one lower court and immediately to the Supreme Court. So it had expedited consideration to find out if it was constitutional. And lo and behold, the court pretty much said it is constitutional.
Yeah, because opponents of campaign finance have said this is free speech. So that's been an issue in the courts in the past.
The court rejected all of those arguments and said this law was a reasonably drawn effort to limit the corrupting influence of money in politics and the perceived problem of corruption in politics.
Thank you, Nina.
Thank you, Bob.
NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg.